Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are completing 1 Corinthians today, in the 16th chapter, sort of wrapping everything up. I would encourage you at some time in the near future, today would be a fine day to start it, to just listen through 1 Corinthians again. Just listen to it. And in whatever way you can do that, you may be streaming it through a computer, an iPad, over your phone is a great, great way. Because when you do it over your phone, when you're just driving somewhere, you go in the grocery store, you grab that 10 minutes, you listen to that, okay? You listen to this podcast and you listen to the Word, right? I'd say listen to the Word first. And just start listening to it and be reminded and let it be refreshed within your spirit, okay? And do that repeatedly and seek the Lord as to what He wants you to be listening to. He'll guide you. So I want to start with verse 13, which we've looked at the previous couple episodes, and just wrap up the rest of this chapter. Here's what Paul was saying to them. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. And remember how we're to do that. Next verse. Let all that you do be done in love. Verse 15. Now, I urge you, brethren, and then a little parenthetical statement here. You know the household of Stephanas, that they were the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves for ministry to the saints, and closed parentheses, that you also be in subjection to such men and to everyone who helps in the work and labor. So again, he's just telling them, make sure that you align yourself with these kind of men. You know, make sure you align yourself with people who are devoting themselves to serving the saints, who are devoting themselves to the work and the labor of the kingdom of God, not to the work and the labor of the kingdom of man. Boy, there's a strong line of demarcation there, is there not? So make sure, and it really carries this whole idea of see to it that you align yourself. Don't let our usage of terms right here, and you'll sidetrack this where it says be in subjection. This has been mistaught, misappropriated. I mean, people have been bludgeoned with that. And you know it. They'll say, well, I'm the pastor. I'm the leader of church. You're supposed to be in subjection to me. And people say, well, nobody would ever say that. To which I say, oh, really? Okay, I'll grant you that. Perhaps they don't say it. How do they act and behave? Yeah, they act and behave just like that. So press on verse 17. Paul says this, I rejoice over the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because they have supplied what was lacking on your part. So they had brought supplies, they had brought an offering, support to Paul. And when Paul was saying lacking on your part, he's not saying this. He's not saying, man, I'm rejoicing because y'all finally decided to pay up. You know, it's really easy to sort of interpret it that way, right? No, he's not saying that at all. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I know that you wanted to give more and you've been working on it, and now you have. Man, I'm rejoicing over that. Thank you. He continues, verse 18, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. Okay, he's saying not only did they bring supplies, thank you for that, but they refreshed my spirit. And you know what? I know that these guys right here refresh your spirit also, bring renewal to you. So therefore, do what? Align yourself with these guys and acknowledge these guys, you know? Acknowledge in what way? Well, this is how leadership was raised up within the body of Christ. This is how leadership is to be raised up today, folks. In like manner, okay? You acknowledge the gift in this. You acknowledge the empowerment. You acknowledge the work they're doing. Now, verse 19. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prisca greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. Notice where the church met. In their house. I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. Perhaps you have seen the cute little Facebook meme or statement, and it's actually sort of snarky in a lot. It's in various forms and things like this, but it's something along the line of this. It'll be a picture of a couch, a very comfortable couch, and then it'll have a caption that says something like this: "This is not church." And so what it is, it's sort of shot at the fact that some people had rather sit at home and watch a church service on the TV than to participate within the body of Christ. I totally understand that. I understand what somebody's trying to communicate. But they're also communicating something that is dreadfully incorrect. The first church really was that couch. They really met on the couch. They met in the house. Yeah, now don't sit there and hide on your couch and watch three or four great TV preachers and say, okay, that was great. And it is great. I mean, you get good teaching, get good preaching. That's wonderful. That's marvelous. You get fellowship and worship. You can do that. I totally understand. But a lot of times we hide from the true koinonia by not getting outside the walls of our lives. Okay? And so that's what he's talking about. He said, hey, man, you greet these folks because the body of Christ is meeting in their house, as we should be. Verse 20, all the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. He said, y'all loving one another. Verse 21, he says, the greeting is in my own hand. Paul. And so what he's saying, he had somebody, and I never can remember the name of that, what the word is, Amenuchus or something like that. I never can remember. It's someone who he's sitting there dictating the letter to. And that guy's writing the letter. But at the end of it, Paul would write this greeting right here in his own hand. And in another letter, he actually acknowledges, hey, you can tell that this is my handwriting by how large I'm having to write the letters. Which makes us believe that he had a problem with his eyes. And in another letter, he mentions how a church, I think it was Church of Galatia, you would have given me your eyes. In other words, he was having a problem with his eyes. And so he's just acknowledging that I'm writing in my own hand here. It was also a point of verification, just like a signature, that this is actually me. Verse 22, if anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Maranatha. Wow. That's a way to close the letter, isn't it? He just says, hey, after all this stuff we've been through, everything I've explained to you right here, previous letters that I've written to you, the fact that I brought the gospel there and I was with you for an extended period of time, the bottom line is this. If someone does not love the Lord, anathema, that's the Greek word, he's going to be accursed. He is accursed if you don't love the Lord. But then immediately he gives a one-word statement, Maranatha, which means Lord Jesus come. Lord Jesus comes. So it's a word of warning right here. And he'd already said some things. If somebody disagrees with what he's saying about these things, then let the prophets, let people determine whether it's right or not. Okay? He's saying this. If somebody says that they are there among you, and they profess to be a believer, but they don't love the Lord, then let them be accursed. What's the primary way that we love the Lord and it's evidence that we truly love the Lord? I mentioned in a previous episode. The world will know you're my disciples by your love for one another. John deals with this in 1 John. If somebody says, I love God, but they hate their brother, they're a liar, and liars will not inherit the kingdom. The last two verses. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Marvelous letter, marvelous statement of who we are, how to live life within the body of Christ, not to walk in division, not to just accept sin, to realize that the Holy Spirit has empowered each one for the work of service for the kingdom in the body of Christ, and all are needed. And to close everything out, said, don't forget that it is the resurrection which is the power of God unto salvation. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode, okay? Goodbye.